This Bear Grease Report is brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge, Bearskin Lodge, and Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground up north on the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth. Musher Jamie Nelson is a pretty big deal. After four Iditarods, one Yukon Quest, and many other mid-distance races, not to mention winning the Bear Grease four times, Sunday will be her 16th running of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. But Jamie's influence is felt far beyond her own presence in the race lineup. She's trained and mentored a good percentage of the other mushers racing. From Kurt and Floor Pirano from New Zealand, who have worked for Jamie and prepared for their second running of the Bear Grease this year, to many other mushers in the race, Jamie finds herself competing against many people she herself has trained, and that doesn't bother her one bit.
There's an awful lot of people that are running the Bear Grease. Peter McCullen, I've helped through the years, many years. I've known Nathan for a lot of years. I helped Ryan Anderson this year, help him with improving his leaders. There's an awful lot of people in the race. If they're talked to, they will have passed through Togo or talking with me. I've helped an awful lot of people, and I feel that, you know, sport of sled dogging has been real good to me, and that I should return as much as I can, because I feel kind of blessed in that I can train people. I can help show people how to do it. You know, somebody who can beat their teacher, you know, I think in anything that you do shows the quality of the teaching. I mean, if you can teach people to do it better than you can do it, you're putting across all the bright things. I mean, if you go out there and consistently beat them, I don't consider you much in the way of a teacher.
In the off-season, Amy and her friend Anstead travel all over the country conducting boot camps. They're all over the country and the world, teaching people what they want to know to have fun with their dogs.
A friend and I from Duluth, Anstead, we go to them and take what they give us, their dogs, their equipment, everything. But we only do it in the fall and the spring when we can do it on dirt. We don't do it in the snow because you just don't have the control of the dogs. And we try to help them make their team better for whatever they want to do. You know, you're not making racing teams out of sled pets, dogs that live in the house. But you're helping them get down the trail as good as they can. A lot of people in California, I guess our first boot camp was held in Fort Ord, California. And that year it was 90 degrees. They go out there on the beach. They go out on the sand dunes in Oregon. They might go, you know, weekend up to the mountains. They want to enjoy their dogs, and they just want to be able to go down the trail better. I think one of the neatest stories that I tell to people is that we had a gal come in a motorhome. She had three dogs, one old dog, so we kind of left that one on the couch. And two Siberians that were a year old that had never been in harness didn't like each other, and she brought her cart in a box. And we had 3 days to make something out of this combination of one person and two dogs. We had to put the cart together. We got some harnesses for the dogs. And Ann and I took a dog apiece, and we had a little session that encouraged the dogs to get along better than they had before. By the end of 3 days, she was out there tooling around, passing 12 dog teams, just having a ball. It's not something to teach people to race. That can be the ultimate goal. But the first part is just to people have good time with their dogs in a harness, on a cart, whether there's one dog, two dogs, or 20 dogs.
This year, Jamie has 10 dogs in her team coming back for their second Bear Grease and four first-time dogs. Jamie has long been known for her talent as a trainer, but she says the eight dogs at the core of her team, when she got them, were definitely candidates for least likely to succeed.
I kept the least likely dogs, but that was all I had to train, and I spent hours and hours and hours out there on the trail trying to teach this crew that was least likely to make it. These dogs have all turned out to be leaders. I can throw all eight of them in a hat and pull out, and I can start the race with any of the eight. I have really developed a rapport with them, but it was really tough because they weren't real trainable. I can turn all of them loose. They jump all over me. They enjoy my company. I enjoy theirs now. There were times when it was very questionable whether we enjoyed each other in any way. I have a really nice bunch of dogs. I can do just about anything I want with them. My house dog, she is a real character. She's a sled dog, and she's been an extremely hard dog to train, very hard. But everything that I've done with her has just been, it's turning out now to be fun. We just have the greatest, greatest time. I'm just enjoying her immensely, but man, the time that I spent. She does dock jumping, you know, that Labradors usually do. She's a husky. She does agility, and she can do very well, but, you know, she's a typical husky. You know, they're not real predictable. She's been a lead dog. She does a really good job at that. And she loves to do tricks. And I've worked, you know, and now she's just an enjoyable companion, a real companion.
I asked Jamie what, after 15 Bear Grease starts, would be different about this race. And her answer surprised me and raised new questions.
I really enjoy helping people get going. I really enjoyed the years that I've spent out there, you know, trying to be competitive, and maybe it's time to let the young guys take over.
So are you thinking this might be your last Bear Grease?
I have no clue. I'm not gonna speak.
Jamie Nelson will start her 16th Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon on Sunday. She spoke to us from her home in Togo. You can hear more of our conversation with Jamie on our website under Audio Extras at www.kumd.org. This report brought to you in part by the Bearskin Lodge, Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground, and the Trail Center Lodge on the Gunflint Trail, and Energy Plus of Duluth, with additional support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.